paying them off, you know, and I said, go down and get the money line up and join. He was working with Buddy. Get it and join up, just put in your Buddy in there, no matter. And see if the nigga got the money, because that's what they usually want. And this well, it wasn't fast enough. It just kept on top of the 4-inch casing, you know. An old hound pump. It was 110 feet, and old rock casing in that thing was easy to fill on them day. If you know something about well, you know what I'm talking about. And those ducks and boy, you know, got down there, got to going around and around. Well, they go around and around. And that thing just come on through. It wasn't welded on there or nothing. It was just screwed on there, you know, about an inch and a quarter, or an inch and a half, you know. Then another pipe inside would have dropped filling inside the 4-inch well. And the good water thing at the time. The well was 270 feet deep. And Willie was going to be, all he had to done, and that would take some, he wouldn't have to mix it between that 3-to-1 or 2-to-1 or 4-to-1 or whatever you wanted to do, or add flag or whatnot. You get this regular stuff, you know, about $1.70 or 80 cents a bag. Sack weed, I think they call it. And went on and just made him a little farm there, you know, just throw it together. And put the screws in there, you know, where it can bolt the thing down, keep the thing turning around. And he said he was going to do it, and just do it, and now he's just filling the well. And these people in there, one of them said, well, it took, I knew the job over after $50, and I can't tell you whether it cost you $30 or maybe $100 to get it out. But you got to make a tube, you know, going up on the case and get a hold of that pipe. Put it in, and it went down over that thing, maybe was down. They put a case in the tube, what are you going to leave?
You know, one of the first things really helped me with that is big pump down there. Big boy.
Well, he's a pump man. Really the pump man. That's what he was going to do to mine. But I wasn't able to put the jet on that. Well, then, didn't have electricity up there. They done burnt the house down, and the line was bunching all the way out to the woods. So it didn't have no light. That little lightning rod house was burnt down up there, you see. But this well was there, and there was a pump was there. So I said, well, I'll just, you know, go ahead and use that until it gets the electricity back. Then I put a deep well jet on top of it. You know, but I didn't hit no submersible jiffy now. He put a submersible bottom here, and it stayed about a year, and lightning hit it. So I didn't guarantee that I'd be costing another, I think, $380 or $480 to put another submersible in. And I said, that's about half, boy. I know what he wanted to sell me one. But I said, no, it. I was going to get a deep well top jet. If lightning hit it, knocked the casing off of it, well, I was going to get another casing put on it. It didn't run armor to it. Either I'd buy another and put it on there myself. But the higher these people, y'all want $100, somebody didn't put one in the well. And not counting that extra cost tell you, don't hold it up. The old tank sat now right on. Before that, I went up here and taken up some Mr. Jackson there. And taken a custom examination. Civil service. I was custom examining. I was at that time, they had this Mediterranean fruit fly and all kinds of diseases, you know, when they had that. You know, they give so many applicants a chance to sign, and you pick your name according to the grade you made for your employment. Inspection job in the boat. What it was a back, you know, this, they call that the tide line, I believe, you know, that's where I was going to work. I was going to be seen, though. I could have pulled fruit up there a little bit during the summer when I was going to school. I pulled fruit up and make an opening. And Ken Wheeling, finally, a man got a tail in there with him to pull up there and make back down the alleyway, you know, and they'd unload the truck, you know, and put it on the boat. Taking up the exam two summers and made that good grade both times. But it doesn't get on top. You know, it's a very nice long time. It works. You know, it's not to do it. But my brother, honestly, is still alive, isn't he? He's been, he hasn't got married yet. I came home and I went on a vacation or something there, and that's when he told me he was going to get married. Who I knew who it was, and he told me, you know, and I said, you see how soon he said, well, when they wasn't, they didn't say it yet. So I must have had something to it. I know you're telling that to me, in other words, so you can't tell your own brother when he's like, well, so he had two children, though, he's
well,
he's
got a lot of different
things. So I went down there, and I worked down there, but, you know, radio and little television, not too much. They didn't like television too much. But too much of that real high voltage. That's just, boy, you know, build with 32,000 volts, you know, they didn't tell us that. You just can't make it. Just one little slight error on there, and then that's off the road. And it's bad enough that they like the radio when they work. So most of my work with automobile battery attack. And of course, you get, you know, 220 volts, kidding, hit the rock. Especially when it goes to a plant down in there, well, they can build up there, you know, 405. And that's when I worked with for a long while, in other words, and it knocked off that steam. And the steam would insulate it too. And that's when I started to quit that. But what helped me quit it, in other words, got burned out in the technical equipment, not in the own meeting or the practice.
Well, how did you get into that stuff?
Well, I decided I wanted to, you know, run a trade. I knew a little bit of everything. I was going to be try to do a little all of it. You know, when he told about him to go, I was going to do a little all of it. But in the meantime, I said, well, I'll take this course now. Well, the apprenticeship didn't last long. I'm going to start to work. See, it was supposed to take me a year more. And 6 months' time, I learned enough to say, well, I'm getting on the payroll. And that's when I went down to that big shop down on Franklin Platt Street, stayed down there a long while, and got tired of that. Well, the boss man and his wife, they broke up in their words, and they got the fussing and fighting in their words, and she come in there one time, and I don't like for a woman to touch me, too. She come in there and accused me, you know, stealing stuff, and this, that, and that, and my heart, I wasn't guilty, you know, and I fought the accused, you know, and it made me mad. I couldn't do anything for the woman, see? But I could do